Welcome back to Tip Top Trading, where things aren't going too well. Anna negotiated a deal with a client in France, but now they claim they've been ripped off. This has got to get sorted, quickly.
Oh, Denise, what exactly did they say?
Something about them agreeing a price for 5,000 lemons and then being offered a better price by another company.
That'll be tutti frutti. They want our business.
Sounds like they're going to get it, unless you sort it out. Maybe you should work out some new figures.
Figures? Is there something wrong with my figure? Am I too fat?
No, Anna, your numbers. Work out a new price. See if you can squeeze the price of lemons. Maybe you can price tutti frutti out of the market.
Somebody else has said that.
Yes, it was me, Anna. Do your calculations. See if you can offer a better deal and price tutti frutti out of the market.
Okay. I could sell them cheaper, but there would be less profit.
Well, less profit is better than no profit. And who knows, if this goes well, it might lead to more contracts. But it's down to you now to make that call.
But what am I going to say?
Be friendly and say, I'm sorry to hear you're not happy with our price. Tell them Tip Top Trading prides itself on quality products and good value for money. And flatter them and say they're a valued customer and their business is very important to us.
And what shall I say about the price?
Tell them you can match the price of our competitors.
Match the price. Right, thanks. Okay, I had better call them.
Bonjour, Fruit Traders International.
Hello. Is that Monsieur Brown?
Yes.
This is Anna from Tip Top Trading. I was sorry to receive your message.
Yes, well, I thought we were doing good business, and then another company called me and offered me a much better deal.
Yes, I understand. I'm sorry to hear you're not happy with our price, but hopefully we can sort something out.
Oh, yes?
You are a valued customer, and your business is very important to us, and we would love to see our Imperial Lemons on display in the restaurants and shops of France.
That's a nice touch, Anna. Well done.
So, I've done some calculations, and we can offer you a better price.
But Tutti Frutti can offer us a good price.
I'm sure they can, but we...
Yes, Anna?
At Tip Top Trading, we pride ourselves on quality products and good value, and I think we can match Tutti Frutti's price. In fact, I know we can beat it.
I see. That's good to hear, but...
We'll give you an extra 10% discount, but obviously we would like you to make a bigger order.
Oh, a bigger order. I will have to think about this.
Yes, of course, but please let me know as soon as you can before someone else snaps up this offer. Merci, au revoir.
Merci, au revoir.
Excellent work, Anna. I can see why she's got the job now. But will her sales tactics pay off? Let's remind ourselves of some of the great lines that Anna used in trying to resolve a tricky sales deal.
I'm sorry to hear you're not happy with our price. Tip Top Trading prides itself on quality products and good value for money. You are a valued customer, and your business is very important to us. We can match the price of our competitors.
Well done, Anna. It looks like you may have saved that deal.
Saved the deal? Is there a problem?
Well, Tutti Frutti has tried to undercut our price, but I think I may have saved the deal we had with international fruit traders in France.
Yes. Anna offered a lower price for a bigger order, and they're having a think about it.
Crumbs! If the deal's not complete, I think you need to get out to France and seal the deal. I want you and Tom to fly out there as soon as possible and do some schmoozing.
Ooh, you and Tom, eh?
That's enough, Denise. This should be fun. Find out what happens next time on English at Work. Bye.